Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the bad boy from Bayonne.
Chiefs do such a great job of pre-snap movement, shifts, and motions to declare what the defense is doing.
Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Danon Hughes.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom? We are back in the building, players only, here as we come to you each and every Thursday during this Chiefs season. I am your host, Danon Hughes. You can follow me on Instagram at Danon Hughes, or on Twitter /X at DAHughesGuy83. A huge, huge win on many levels this past weekend against the Chargers. We're going to get to that in a second. I got some guests in the building. I'm feeling a little under the weather, so I had to bring in some reinforcements, some of my brothers, former Chiefs, in the house as well. And I want to get to, as one of them is measuring how far he is away from me.
6 feet.
As far as we are, what was it? Social distancing?
That's right. That's social what it distancing was in this studio.
All right, so that man is the voice of my brother from San Antonio, Texas, a UT alum, played tight end here for the Chiefs, played in the NFL from 91 through 96. Keith Cash.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Keith?
Yes, sir. Not much, man. Good to be here.
Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you coming out. Got another brother in here. Didn't have the honor of playing with him, but played, what, 1 year? I guess we would have played against each other that one year in 1998. Mm-hmm. His brother's another tight end, former tight end, great here in Kansas City. Yes, was in the league from 96 through 2007. Jason Dunn in the house. What's going on, JD?
What's going on, my brother? How you doing, man?
Appreciate you. Yeah, I'm doing good, man. Appreciate you in town. You stayed over from Alumni Weekend or Legends Weekend, as they call it, last week for all the listeners out there. Mm-hmm. For the Chargers game was Legends Weekend, where Tamba Ali was honored by being put a part of the Ring of Honor. A justified, definitely well-deserved honor for him. All the fellas come back together and we're able to break some bread and hang out. And JD's in town. Keith Cash, you live here in town. We got another guest in studio.
Yeah, just get to me, bro.
Sean Barber.
Let's get to me. Come on. Where are all the accolades? Where are all the...
You notice 10 I
year
did...
10-year NFL.
Just cut it off.
10-year linebacker extraordinaire. Man of many crafts. Will linebacker. Hands like notice, a wide receiver. Hit like a safety. You ain't give me none of that. You ain't give me nothing.
You notice I had to build up for the two tight ends, the offensive guys. You just the defensive guy, cheater.
Yeah.
Defensive guys cheat. They know they're not supposed to spear us. They know they're not supposed to hold us.
Here we go.
They know they're not supposed to hit us late.
Here we go.
And yet you still do it. So that's Sean Barber, everybody. That's all I got for him. No, I'll give it to you. I'll give it. Let me rewind. All right. Our third guest in the studio, 10-year vet from Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond,
linebacker,
baby.
Former linebacker. Another brother, part of the brotherhood of the Chiefs ambassadors with me, played from 98 through 2007. Y'all actually played together for that 1 year and then played again here. I didn't even realize that.
Two downs, a lot of things you don't realize. Just play the tape.
Well, when in 98, when you played with him, he was the water boy, right? He was serving high-quality H2O.
That's true. Uh-huh. I did.
It took
me a minute to get on the field.
Because y'all played the Chiefs that year in Philly.
It took me a minute.
So I played against JD, but you was scared to play on special teams that good day. You heard number 83 was coming to town, and you ain't want to deal with 83 on that R3 or that L3.
D. Hughes guy. Mm-hmm. D. Hughes 83
Sean Barber.
Guy.
What was it? Sean Barber. Is it Sean Barber 59?
I don't know. It's at Barbershop at 59, at Sean Barber 59. One of those Instagram, chat. Chat out.
You just sent them the spam.
With all those things.
You just sent them.
Search. Just Google me. You can find me at the process.
MySpace.
The process, dog. The process, bro.
Oh yeah, your
process.
I will give you your shout out. Sean Barber has an excellent podcast called The Process. Definitely look it up.
JD was my guest.
JD was on as a guest.
Yeah,
Keith, have you been on it?
I've been on it too. Yeah,
we all got to do charity.
Quality H2O.
Yeah, and I do. I have a podcast as well.
You do?
I do. Yeah,
it's called, shout it out.
Yeah, Chiefs Concerns. And so you can find it on Apple, Spotify, YouTube. Got a pretty good following.
That's what's up. I did not know
saying
that.
Saying what's up? Yeah, man. So we got to get you out there on it too, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, anytime, brother. Let me know.
Yeah, we done had Shop on. Of course, he comes in with the same type of energy.
Energy came in late too. He probably came in late too. Yeah.
Where was you at? Why are we late? Why are we late getting over here?
I think we was at Rock Creek Brewery. Shout out to my man Kevin, man. He introduced us to a few different
libations.
Libations. All brewed in house. Phenomenal.
You know what's cool about this forum? I love when we have multiple cats in here. Not just because I don't have to deal directly with Sean Barber, but we got multiple cats because I feel like this is the platform, and I'm sure JD with your podcast, very similar, where it's more like the locker room. I think the listeners, the one thing that I've heard on many occasions, probably all of us have heard on different occasions, is maybe some of the envy, not in a negative way, but some of the envy of the camaraderie of the locker room. What do we miss most? I'm sure we each probably, especially at the age we are now, maybe not right after the game, but at the age we are now, you don't miss the collisions, you don't miss the sore Mondays, you don't miss the ice tubs and training and all that stuff. You miss the camaraderie. You miss sitting around the locker room between practice, between meetings and practice, or at the food hall and in the training room, all that stuff. So you all are listening now on 96.5 The Fan to the Players Only, and you are getting a very unique edition today by sitting in the locker room with us.
Well, JD, they don't realize that me and you were part of the 2003 team. We were actually AFC West champions.
Correct.
So I don't know
We were twice.
Here we go.
We were twice.
Yeah,
see, I wasn't going to bring that up. because I know JD.
13 wins, though.
13 wins. We were 13 and wins, too.
Oh, here we go. Oh, okay.
Yeah. 13-3. Yeah. 13-3.
And actually, Keith, we were 14 wins in 93 because we won two playoff games. We got to AFC championship.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
They didn't get that far.
How many
that's bad
playoff
math.
Games
how you
get?
You get from 13, you win two games, you get to 14.
No. Bad we were no. That's bad actually... Math. I wasn't mentioning the other 2 years we were 13-3. I was talking about the year we were 12-4 and then won two more.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But JD, since he brought up 2003, yes. What's your main regret from 2003 that y'all didn't have a defense?
Oh, ooh, oh man. Oh, that's a
I didn't mean
punch.
To answer that question. Right? Yeah. We might as well start this show off hot right now.
Man. Well, look, you know how we do offensive. We always think, man, we didn't score enough points. Okay. I ain't going to throw my boy under the bus.
That's not what you told me in the parking lot.
You know, I was trying to keep it a little bit
of
some
of
PG
those defensive
here.
Snaps, I played 85% of them. Of the offensive snaps, Keith Cash, JD, you played a high percentage of the snaps. Now, if you go over to Mr. Dana Hughes, you talk about those offensive snaps?
Yeah.
Evidently not in 2003. You ain't really play 85%.
10%.
You was on the field at
85%. 10%.
You was on the field for 85%, but playing is kind of questionable.
What you going to do with 10%?
Yeah. Hey,
10% of the snaps.
I figure if I could save 10% of my money through the years, I'd be.
All I know is, Indianapolis Colts punter said, "Man, he had to go to get his paycheck on Monday with a mask on.
Yeah, he stole
money, playoff money that weekend. He ain't had to kick. He ain't had to warm up.
Nothing. That's right.
He had a sweatsuit on the sideline. So, he didn't even put his pads on.
And so did the Chiefs punter. Neither team punted."
No, that's right. It was, yeah, the no punt game.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, the no punt game.
Because they did their job.
That's right.
Their job was not to allow the punts.
That's it.
Your job was to force punts. Who failed?
Dang.
That's why we can't get nowhere. See?
That's good.
That's all right. See how quiet? See? Now all of a sudden he's hungry. Now he want to eat.
Can you turn the air on in here? Can you turn the air on?
All right, fellas.
It's getting hot.
Let's get to this Chargers game. We got to recap this Chargers game. It was a big win. Obviously, the Chiefs did their business. It was a tight game like we've become accustomed to seeing. But, JD, I'll go to you first. Mm-hmm. You obviously came in town for alumni/Legends weekend. What was your assessment of the Chiefs and that win?
You know what? We've been kind of dealing with this thing the whole season. And I've come to the conclusion that this team is a championship team.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to win. Regardless if you need to have a horseshoe or a rabbit's foot or four-leaf clover in your sock before you go out, it's fine, right? A win is a win. That's all it boils down to. But my assessment of it is, DJ Humphrey came out to come play for us, ended up getting injured.
Mm-hmm.
Did a pretty decent job because what I do, I go in and I grade the games. I grade all the players,
okay.
Grade the offense, defense, coaches, special teams, everybody. And so my assessment of the offense was – they are scared when they want to be.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you see a little lull in some things that we do offensively. Obviously, I'm a guy that was a blocking tight end. I love to see running the football even more, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you got two giant juggernauts of running backs back there, and Kareem Hunt and Pacheco. So my thing is utilize those guys. And that's what I wanted to see a little bit more of. But these guys know how to win defensively. They did a great job. As far as keeping those guys under, I had it at 17 points, not letting them score more than 17.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they accomplished that.
Yeah,
D-line played a pretty decent job. I liked everything that Spags was doing with Chanel and those guys, trying some different things out as far as secondary-wise. So I think, and I said this, Dan, I don't think this is a finished product by no means. They're still kind of tuning up everything, getting ready for the playoffs. And so what you do is, especially against games like this, is you get ready.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And so Andy, those guys are one of the best that those things done. But look, I always tell our guys, the fans of Chief Concerns, hey, listen, have hope. These guys know how to win. We've seen it last year when everybody was kind of behind them. Oh, these guys are dropping balls. What are they going to do? They're not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
Figured out a way.
They figured out a way.
Yep.
So that's it.
So I will say this. Someone told me a stat today. If you finish the games 2 minutes early, the Chiefs would be 8-5 right now and not 12-1.
Wow. 2 minutes early?
The last 2 minutes.
That's knowledge.
So
right there. Yeah. That's dropping facts.
So you have
– I'm going to steal that.
arguably the best quarterback in the league, right? Yeah, right? Everyone's talking about all these other players, but like Dunn said, man, they know how to win. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what it looks like. At the end of the day, they've won a lot of games and they've lost one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and it's hard to win in this league.
Yeah, 12 and right? 1.
It's hard to win. So they're you know, not where they want to be, but record-wise, they're exactly where they want to be.
Yeah, I agree. Barbershop?
Oh, you ain't got to come to me at the end of the day.
It's all about right. Dubs. You ain't got to ask me twice.
It's about Dubs and L's, like my man Cash Money said. Cash Money's in the building, taking over.
There's always one, JD. There's
always one.
Enough said. What do you mean?
Defensive guy, man. Listen, come on, man.
Because I'm looking forward, dog. Yeah, I'm waiting for these hot takes. I'm ready for the Cleveland Browns. I'm not worried about nothing happening but the Chargers. We beat the Chargers. They the pass. Don't talk to me about the pass. It's over with.
Well, can I ask you, whatever you want. What did you learn from the game, though? What do you think that they learned from this game?
Nothing. I learned that their 2-minute offense is really good.
Okay, there we go.
They're going to no huddle. If you're going to know how to let Pat call the plays and let him line up everybody the way he wants to, they'll probably score 60 points every game.
Dang. Mm. That's bold.
Yeah, it is.
That's your hot take? Is that your spitfire take?
At the line. Quarterback at the line. He gets a – man, this guy, he knows it, – it's not like the old school quarterbacks who needs the OC in their ears and, like, help me out, put me in a good position, give me the best personnel. Bro, give him his regular personnel. Give him D-Hop. Give him Worthy, give him Kelce and Gray, and give me whatever running back you want to put behind him, and let him call it from the line. There is no he knows the defense. He knows what position and what situations. He knows all that. Let him set it up the way he wants to set it up and let execute. And let me see if a defense, if the middle linebacker on the other side and the safety, let him play chess and see who wins.
I kind of like Mahomes every time.
And
you know what? This would be a challenge for Andy Reid and Matt Nagy. But if we win, if the Bills lose and we win and we pretty much secure that number one seed going into Christmas, like, I wouldn't be opposed to a couple of plays, maybe the first series of the game and the first series of the second half against the Steelers on Christmas Day. Pat, you got it. Like, treat it like a preseason game where you are emulating something, maybe throwing a curveball to another playoff team, but also maybe you might see something that might propel you in the playoffs. I mean, that's where you test cases is when you're comfortable either in the preseason or in games that really won't matter. And at that point, that game won't really matter, hopefully. So I like your idea. I like where your mindset's going. The phone lines, the text lines are open, 913-586-7695. Text us. We got this group here. We're sitting in the locker room. Players Only is in the building. Love these brothers. We'll be back to talk some hot fire takes. Barbershop's talking about he got some stuff. He's looking on his computer tablet, all that stuff. I want to hear what his hot fire take is. Barbershop has his podcast as well.
The Process.
The Process.
The Process is always greater than what it produces. We all know this.
Yep.
The fans, I'm trying to get them up on that.
Keith Cash doing his thing in the wealth world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep, with Central Bank. Keep grinding there. Make sure you support him as well. And I am here with you. I am the Chiefs radio analyst as well. So you guys get a chance to hear me each and every week on the Chiefs game, 96.5 The Fan for the pregame show and the broadcast and some of the postgame. We get a couple of interviews that I get down to the locker room. Fortunately, we have had mainly wins and not losses because you guys know here, the interviews, the attitude, the tone, the aura of the locker room is definitely different when there's losses. I will say this, though. There's been a few wins this year, and I've come on air and said this after the games. There's been a few wins where the aura of the locker room felt like a loss. Mm-hmm. And that's very unique. I mean, we've all played this game. We know how tough it is to get wins. It doesn't matter if you're playing a team that's 0-5, 0-10. And you're 10-0. It's tough to win in this league, and yet it told me a lot about the mindset of this team. And actually, I pulled it as a positive that the close game against the Carolina Panthers, the field goal block, even though the field goal block against the Broncos was different because it was at home, there was a little bit of joy. But there were several games, the Raiders game, those two come to mind where the when I walked in the locker room, I almost felt like we lost the game. Like I had, like you had to stir up some energy in there when you're doing post-game interviews because these guys have such high expectations. Right. It wasn't that they were taking it for granted. They just have high expectations, and they were just disappointed with their effort in the game and felt like they could have won more decisively. Mm-hmm. All right, Barbershop, it's hot fire, spitfire take. You said you got some. We're going to give you the floor first.
Oh, no doubt. I love it. Let's start with UNC. Hired a new coach, Bill Belichick, is in the building. He thinks he's coming in the Chapel Hill with his son and a bunch of the old gang. Going to get the old gang back together, and they think they're going to take over college football. Not. It ain't going to happen. Man, Belichick, man, listen, he's been into the sunset. He should just enjoy his retirement. He has Caleb Williams' ex-girlfriend on his arm. He needs to just enjoy life and understand that at the end of the day, this college football in the modern day time is not about coaching anymore. It's all about NIL. It's all about paying the guys and having the checkbook, having the collabs, the boosters and sponsors being able to write the checks to be able to bring the athletes in. And I don't think that is with all the knowledge and wealth of knowledge in football acumen that Bill Belichick has, I don't think he's going to have the ability to win, even at UNC, ACC school. Unless Michael Jordan comes in and slam dunks a $10 million check for him to use to bring in some of the best of the best, I don't think anybody in this new generation wants to go pay for over-the-hill Bill Belichick. I don't have earphones on, so I don't know what...
Trust me, I have earphones on. They're telling me in my earphones that was terrible.
Oh, sweet, sweet, sweet. I'm cool with that.
There you go. Wah, wah, wah. No, no, no. Barbershop. Go ahead, JD, what you got? JD, you want to attack something he said earlier, right?
Yeah, actually, I do want to kind of challenge a little bit as far as what Barbershop had to say about just giving Pat full control of the offense. I don't think that is something that's practical. Pat needs those guys up top to see what's going on defensively. And what we do with our offense, more so than anything else, is we do a lot of motions and shifts that we use to our advantage. Mm-hmm. And we had to see and utilize that to be successful. You know, and I've coached for 12 years, and I cannot imagine just giving one quarterback control over everything. I don't think Pat would want that on his shoulders either. Because why? Hey, if something did happen, they could put it all on Pat. Not saying he wouldn't own it. I'm just saying, to me, with a game as big as it's going to be, I don't think it'd be a practical thing to do.
Yeah, okay? I think there's definitely that line.
Sure.
Where, you know, we've all played the game where there were times, whether when we were rookies or when we were, you know, when things got hot, where we overthought things and mm-hmm. we got paralysis by analysis, and maybe we weren't as fluid in catching the ball. We didn't approach a tackle in the right way because we were thinking about gap responsibilities. If you're a linebacker, or you're thinking about releases, and I'm supposed to do it this way and go 5 yards or go 10 yards and cut. Next thing you know, the ball's on top of you. And you forgot how to catch the ball because you were thinking too much. I feel like there's a line definitely. You know, we've heard about Peyton Manning being that guy that directed all the traffic, but it's very unique to ever have somebody mm-hmm. be able to do it all. I just think that maybe having dabble in a whole series here or there would be good.
Slows down the defense a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Substitutions.
You get them off the field. So I'm going to change gears to college football.
Okay.
University of Texas.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
And Georgia, Part 3.
Oh, Lord.
Texas wins third time's a charm.
So you
Texas victory. So national champion.
You're calling out Clemson.
Emily, if you're out there listening, you're going to be singing that fight song at the next meeting, girl.
Oh, that's what you bet her?
That's the bet.
So Emily over at the Chiefs,
yep.
Our liaison,
yes,
she is our babysitter. She is everything for our Chiefs ambassador.
She your babysitter. I ain't got no babysitter.
When you show up late to every doggone appearance.
I got one boss. Her name's Nicole.
I didn't say she was your boss. I said she was your babysitter.
I ain't got no babysitter.
You got a baby. She that baby babysitter.
I be that baby's pappy.
So warm up that voice, Emily.
Okay, so that's your hot take.
That's
is
hot.
Texas is they done got whooped? Did they get whipped? They got whooped the first one.
They got beat.
They got beat the second time.
Okay,
close, right?
And third time's a charm.
Third time's a charm.
That's
all right.
It. That's what's up.
That's a womp womp.
I heard that one.
Yeah.
That womp
he gave you the womp womp.
Who is that?
Yeah, Lord. He said, who is that?
Let's go to KE. What is it? KU fan? K-State? They're getting beat by everybody in basketball right now. That's my hot take. They ain't doing nothing.
Oh, I'm going to make mine quick because we got to go to break. I'm saying Travis Hunter wins the Heisman.
That ain't hot.
Yeah. AP Player of the Year. I think it's a slap in the face. Well, it's a slap in the face because the Jim Thorpe Award, he wasn't even listed as a finalist. I think that propels him that if there was a question as to whether or not he deserves the Heisman, I think that question's answered. They actually did him a great service by leaving him off of the Jim Thorpe Award finalists because I think that propelled the more eyes and acknowledgments of his greatness this year because Deion got a chance to stand on that stage and say he could take my Jim Thorpe because they're obviously idiots. So I feel like in what could have worked against him will work for him and propel him to be on that stage and win that Heisman. Hot fire. See, y'all don't hear it. I heard it. All right. It's halftime of the show. Remember, the text line, the phone lines are open, 913-586-7695.
I'm about to throw some gasoline on that fire.
When we come back, we got the phone lines, the text lines open. We'll tackle them next. Great call by my brother Mitch Holtis in the booth. It was funny because on that kick, I don't think we realized initially that it was a doink. We just thought it was a chip shot. And then Mitch came through with all the energy like he does every single week. A huge, huge win. The first time in NFL history that you've had three different kickers kick game-winning field goals for the same team in the same season. So just imagine, I mean, we all went through different kicking woes. I know Keith and I have back in 95. So the fact that three guys get it done, that's props to Brett Veach, props to Dave Tobe, the scouting to be able to get guys to fill in such an important position and then them produce immediately. But we've seen that, whether it's Charles Omenihu, Isaiah Pacheco, I mean, you can go through the list of guys coming in and off of injuries, coming in as free agents, DeAndre Hopkins, Juju Smith-Schuster, Mecole Hardman, the list goes on. These guys do it well, do it as well or better than anybody in the business in regards to finding talent and then inputting that talent immediately to help us win games. All right, we got this third quarter of the show for Players Only here. We have the phone lines, the text lines open. Let's go to Dan. Dan, what's good?
Sitting at 332 section above, watching a pretty good game, you know. It was a great way to win a nine straight AFC West titles, you know. Offensive line did pretty good, you know, Dane, and, you know, still has to clean some things up. But, you know, great win by the Chiefs and seeing Tom Ali going into the Hall of Fame. That was great, you know. Me and my roommate sat at 332. Then there's this drunk guy, had a little too much to drink. He started throwing popcorn at this one woman, and the woman called security, and security talked to the guy, but he said he was just having a good time. But anyway, great win by the Chiefs. Take care of yourself, Dayton.
Appreciate you, Dan. Dan comes every week. JD, Keith, in case you may not recognize, Dan is a faithful listener. He brings the energy after halftime. I tell him he's like the 5-hour energy plus Monster plus Red Bull that comes in with the energy every single week. We appreciate you, Dan. Yeah, it was a great win. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Big Al, line one, what's good?
Hey, Mr. Hughes, how you doing? I haven't called in a while.
Doing good, man. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, hey, I obviously, you know, for me, you know, I'm almost retired, and you know what? I'm glad that we won a Super Bowl, so I'm happy as hell to just get one in 50 years, right? But because I stood on all those stands with Schottenheimer and all those games when you played, right? But I got a question for you for this season. We've got problems on the left tackle side. Everybody knows about it. What's the repercussions of, I can't pronounce his last name, Sumateo or whatever when we drafted him? Does anybody get hand? I wanted to get your input on this. If he doesn't work out, does anybody, you know, do you do you think in Chiefs organization, does anybody get hammered for that? And I want to listen to your comments. Thanks. Take care.
Appreciate it, Big Al. I'm gonna pose that question to you two guys, the tight ends. JD, yeah. You talked about being physical. You were a run blocking tight end. The tackle position, Kingsley Suma-Taia is the guy. He was a second round pick. His question was, you know, is somebody basically going to be called on the carpet, put on the fire if he doesn't work out?
I think Veach has earned some credit. He's earned some credit there. So I don't think anyone's feet are going to be put to the fire. You start after a while, start thinking about him in a different position. Maybe guard's his best position. Pretty athletic guy. He could probably pull a little bit. So I think that's what – no one's under fire for it. But I think there's some other positions he could play.
The reality is this, is we got to have patience with a guy like him. Mm-hmm. And so we had a lot of high expectations when he came in. Playing at BYU, it was going to be a whole different beast when he came into the NFL. And people just didn't really understand that you're just going to have a starting left tackle who's going to be great, like a Fisher. They were trying to say he was the next Willie Rofe. And I was just like, we got to, like,
slow the roll
a little bit. Yeah, temper it down some. And I was one of those that said Wanye should have been the starter at the beginning of the season, but obviously the injuries, affected him. But Sumaite is a guy that you have to just give a little time to develop. And so we don't quite know what this product's going to be. But obviously an offseason with him, getting him a little bit stronger, helping out with his technique and fundamentals, we may see a whole different type of King Suma come next year.
Yeah.
And so I don't think you put anybody under the fire, man. It's just patience. And we got to have patience as fans that's out here and realize it's a process, right, Shop? It's a process to get those things in order.
Man, don't be tapping me. You know I'm trying to make sure my fantasy squad, I got this Thursday night game.
You're multitasking over there.
I'm going against Dana in his fantasy league. I'm making sure I ain't got no 49ers and no Rams that aren't playing.
I see your
playing.
Knees hitting each other. You trembling over there playing me in the fantasy league.
I am the returning champion. You know that, right?
Not in that league.
Oh, maybe not. We in like three leagues together, but yeah. I know in one of those leagues I am the champion.
I will say this, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Let's remember, Wanye Morris is only in his second year. Kingsley is a rookie. We live in a society now, especially with fantasy football. I'm glad you brought that up, Barbershop, with fantasy football, where we want immediate success yesterday. Right. Like, we wanted him to be all pro the day after we drafted him. And some guys take a while to develop. Especially at the offensive line position, especially at the left tackle position. So I'm not willing to say anybody should be thrown on the carpet and anybody should be thrown in the fire for him. And I'm even saying that those two guys shouldn't even be thrown into the fire.
That's right.
They just may not be ready right now. We got to have some patience. But I do also agree that maybe you're looking at Wanye or Kingsley at a right tackle position or a guard position, what have you. Joe Tooney is getting up there. Maybe that could be a transition as well. Food for thought, but it's definitely not on the table to throw them out.
Right.
All right. Brendan, what's good?
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Good. We all right.
So I'm change up the topic a little bit. I want to know why Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant were praised for their clutch gene throughout all their playoff runs and regular season runs, but Mahomes and the Chiefs, you know, they have the clutch team, but it's seen as a weakness. And I just don't understand this national media covering it like that.
I like that. Thanks a lot, Brendan, for the call. I appreciate it. I will say, and I'm interested in you guys' input as well, the difference between basketball and football is that in the clutch gene, as you said, with Kobe and Jordan, they scored 30-plus points. So you saw the clutch in the stats. While Patrick Mahomes, he might only throw for 200 and have an interception, and we win. And because the stats are not gaudy, then that takes away from the perception maybe of him being that, you know, that clutch guy. Even though you look at his rings, his finger, most of his hand is already covered. And in a short period of time, he has shown to be clutch. But I think it's different in basketball because the points and the flair and the fact that the ball was in their hands and they were doing it. And then, again, there was no real big social media back then either.
Yeah,
I think that when you talk about clutch, you talk about finishing. And when you talk about finishing, yeah, Kobe was a finisher. He put some people away at the end of the game. Jordan definitely did it. You can't convince me that Mahomes isn't a finisher.
Right.
I mean, you just look at this season. We talked about it earlier. 8 wins, 8-5 if you take out the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
12-1 if you play the last 2 minutes.
That's clutch.
That's clutch. Yeah. That's closing. That's finishing. That's all those things.
And I think it's very important to who you're listening to as well, right? I mean, we talked about in the advent of the social media and who's out here and everybody's, you got a lot of trolls that hate the Chiefs and hate Patrick Mahomes for what he stands for, what he's done. I think that you can probably consistently get a consecutive understanding that Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. Analysts and everybody will say the same thing. Now, they might not believe it because in basketball it's more individualistic, but in football, you need everybody else around you to be good, right? You need to facilitate the ball to like a Travis Kelce or, you know, hand the ball off to a Pacheco and those guys. But look, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in this business. There's no question about it. It's just, like I said before, it's always depend on who you're listening to. Don't listen to the Bengals fans. Just to say that, all right? Don't listen to them jokers.
96.5, The Fan. Hey, y'all listening. I mean, I appreciate the listeners. Hey, I got to run. I got a kid that's in a school play, my man. I got a lot of kids, so I'm trying to think. My man Xander has a part in Cinderella.
Ah,
they're doing
nice.
The school play, HCA. Shout out to all the kids at Heritage Christian Academy. Yep. Man, y'all have a great time. Thursday, Friday, 2 shows on Saturday. If you want a cheap date night, take your lady, take your significant other down to the Culture House at Oak Park Mall and check out Cinderella for HCA, man. I'm out of here.
All right, man. Go be a dad. With that, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we got to talk about this upcoming game against the Cleveland Browns. Going to also tackle a few of the text messages. One of them, as you're leaving, 816 said, preach, barbershop. So I guess you actually did have a good take at some point. But the rest of them are talking and praising about the offense and how the defense. And I did not say that the defensive guys aren't smart. I just said that they aren't as smart as offensive guys. With that, we'll come
you
back
said they
next.
Aren't smart. You did.
I did.
You're listening to Players Only with Dana Hughes on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Men, it's the holidays, a time of love and joy. But if you suffer from erectile dysfunction, the season can be tough on you. This is Jeff for Heartland Men's Health. And if you and your partner are experiencing struggles because of ED, change it up this year. Give the best gift you can give to the one you love by treating your ED and restoring your relationship. At Heartland Men's Health, we're experts at treating ED. And as a Promedic restorative health practice, we've literally seen countless thousands of relationships renewed across the nation. Plus, with treatments having success rates well over 90%, coupled with many treatment options, we can likely find the right one for you. You may even find you're performing like you haven't in years. So call us and give your partner the best gift you can give this season, a renewed, restored relationship. Your first visit is only $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in our office, your visit is free. Call 844-447-6600 or go to heartlandmenshealth.com. Heartland Men's Health. A Promenic restorative health practice.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Thursday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line 1-800-244-5506. Los Angeles at San Fran. With a talented group of receivers, LA can create big plays in a passing game, and San Francisco's ability to pressure quarterback and disrupt offensive plays is unparalleled. Tonight's going to be a monster game. I've got the side and total. That's two big plays. John Anthony has you covered. Call now. Hear them for free on recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. San Francisco, LA, side and total. I love to go 2-0 the next 4 days on me. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
When it comes to financial goals, everyone has that one thing you want to accomplish. Raise your credit score, give your kitchen a well-deserved glow-up, or eliminate credit card debt. At Main Street Credit Union, your main thing, well, that's our thing. It's what we're passionate about, helping you achieve your main thing. So bring us your wants, your needs, and your goals. We'll provide you with the tools to achieve them. Go to MainStreetCU.org for more information.
This football season, the best place to watch the game is Johnny's Tavern. Tons of TVs, tons of fans, and cold Yingling beer. You could win big. Scan the QR code at any Johnny's Tavern to enter for a chance to win a tailgate prize pack and the grand prize. All thanks to you, Yingling. Win a hosted party at the Johnny's Tavern of your choice. Each location will have a winner, so don't miss out. Grab your friends, grab a Yingling, and get in on the action. Only at Johnny's Tavern. In partnership with 96.5 The Fan, your home for football fun and Yingling. Must be 21 plus to enter.
Tune in this week to Kickoff with Boomer and Valenti, where they break down all the headlines in the NFL. Presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the iPhone 16 Pro.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaw's right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny. And this is Shaw.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
When he's not cutting grass, he's cutting hair.
So every person is different, from hair type to head shape. And I feel like it's the same way in a yard.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaws have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Are you playing roofer roulette? That's when you bet your roof and your home on the first random roofer to ring your doorbell. Why do that when JR & Company offers a free hail and wind report online at jrstormcheck.com?
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
VapoCool! Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
We are back for the final quarter of the show. Players only. I'm your host, Danen Hughes. We got rid of some of the extra baggage. Barbershop left, but the cool people, the smart side of the football, is still here with JD, Jason Dunn, and my brother Keith Cash. Guys, we got this upcoming game. We only got about 5 minutes left. The show goes, it flies by when we got everybody in here, and I feel like we could go on for 3 hours if we wanted to, like the old locker room in those days. But before we get into this upcoming game against the Browns are 3-10. I don't know how much time is worth talking about that. Not saying that we would overlook them, but it's a team that basically this is their Super Bowl. This is their playoffs. They're not going to have any games beyond that first week of January, and they have the two-time defending Super Bowl champs coming to town. But I do have a couple of text messages that I wanted to get to. I thought one was really cool because it addresses you guys. So I'm sure that the listener is interested. From the 816, what do the tight ends, you guys, think of Tight End University? Now, they mentioned in their question, if Antonio Gates invited them to work out in the offseason, would they go? Antonio Gates is not old enough at that point for you guys. So I guess for 96-ish, because you came in 96,
yep,
that would have had to been like a Shannon Sharp or a, trying to think of some other tight ends, Metzelaars. I mean,
Keith Jackson, maybe.
Keith Jackson. Like, would you guys have shown, or what do you guys think of the Tight End University concept?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's an awesome thing, actually. I think they should have done something like this a long time ago. And just kind of what I think the infancy of it was talking about contracts, right? How do you negotiate this, you know, getting the tight end to be something that is a staple in your offense? It's not something that is a bygone product like they do with the running backs. And so Travis, those guys got together and they was like, look, we got to make this as a priority. When we go into the GM and those guys, we got to make sure they understand exactly what it is that we give. And so, obviously, you know, we talked about how, you know, wide receivers and tight ends, They had Graham who wanted to get paid like a wide receiver. They weren't going to do it. They just they was just going to make sure they had a certain amount that they was going to do. But I love it. I actually love it. I think it's a great concept.
I do too. I do too. I think going a little bit further and kind of what people see out there, it's not necessarily the contracts. It's the trading of secrets out there that makes a position stronger, which, you know, ironically gives the tight ends a little more leverage when they go to the bargaining table. So, yeah, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I think the only thing that comes to my mind about that is there's more camaraderie nowadays than there was back in the day. So I wonder if, like, if every tight end or if every wide receiver would have went if Randy Moss or Chris Carter was doing it as a wide receiver. You feel like, you know, there's some animosity. There was more animosity between teams and than there is now. Mm-hmm. So that would be a component, but I think it's a smart move. I agree with you guys. All right. Got from the 913, when Hollywood and Humphreys get back, how long will it take for them for everyone to get acclimated? I don't think it's going to take very long at all. I think having Hollywood on a pitch count starting on Christmas and then hopefully a game that's insignificant against the Broncos, maybe getting him a little bit more, and then have him ready for that divisional round here at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium would be the ultimate goal that I would think would be key. All right, guys, so we only got a couple minutes left. We got the Browns. Your thoughts on the Browns, J.D.?
I don't think they're playing like a 3-10 team. I think Jameis Winston has injected a little bit of energy into the organization. These guys are going to be ready to play. And so we know this is also, too, a return game for Kareem Hunt. They got a good, talented defense. Myles Garrett is a monster on the outside. We got to do something to chip him, make sure he is not a factor. Got to keep PM15 upright. We do that. And also, too, they got a good offense. Jerry Jeudy, Njoku, Chubb, Ford. Got to get after those guys. That's basically it. And I think this is my hot take. I didn't get to say it before. My hot take is this is probably going to be one of the better offensive outputs, I think, this season for the Chiefs.
Okay. I like it.
Just to echo what J.D. said, I think that this is a better team than the record indicates.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing a lot better with the quarterback they have under center right now. So with that being said, defensive backfield – we've been struggling a little bit here of late, so I'd love to see them have one of those make good games that you just come out and play good football.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is definitely, obviously it's a winnable game, but it's their Super Bowl, so you know that they're going to bring everything because it could, you know, they don't have very much to boast about. You know, in the offseason, this could be the one thing, so you got to expect that.
All right, Pittsburgh, right?
Chiefs win by multiple scores. Could be the third time this season that we get that type of win. I think it's the weather is going to be a factor, but the Chiefs are going to win, and hopefully they win big. With that, for JD, for Barbershop, Keith Cash, appreciate everybody. We are out. We'll be back next week after hopefully another Chiefs win. Peace.
You're listening to Players Only with Dana Hughes on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.